Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so I'm going to try to call in a different way because this is not working very well. Let's try this again. Hopefully this is working. We called in by Skype instead of by the microphone that never seems to work on the computer. And we are here on location today in a new location. We were given the opportunity to spend a night on the town without our kids. And the wonderful publicist for the Carlton Hotel had reached out and told me about their honeymoon in Vegas package and offered us the opportunity to experience a night at the Carlton, and we're going to see the show tonight. So I thought we were going to be in a regular, you know, room with a king-size bed, and they said that we got to the desk, and they said, you've been upgraded to the Diva Suite.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so it's really pretty. It's their Broadway suite. It's got pictures of, like, Liza Minnelli and Patti LuPone and Pearl Bailey, who Darren didn't know who she was, but I do.
I still don't know who Pearl Bailey is.
Okay, well, I'll have to show you on Google afterwards, but she was pretty famous.
But I'm sure many of you are thinking out there that if you were in a beautiful Diva Suite like Beth just described, that the last thing we would be doing a podcast right now.
Well, we have the whole night ahead of
us. If I were in your shoes, that's what I would be thinking.
Right, exactly. No, listen, I had actually said to the publicist that we would actually podcast live from the suite. So that's exactly what we're doing.
And we're in a beautiful location. Getting here was a pain in the you know what, not because of the hotel, but just the weather. Once again, we had snow and the streets of Manhattan are terrible. And the traffic congestion reminded me of something like back from the early to mid 1980s. Cars bumper to bumper. I haven't experienced that in quite some time. That's something, as much as I love the city, that's something I don't miss, is the bumper to bumper traffic, which it was pure chaos throughout Midtown getting here. But I am excited that we are here. The front desk was really nice. The hotel is beautiful, and they made it very easy in terms of valet parking. I don't know what the bill is going to be for that, but whatever. Overall,
and they brought us a complimentary bottle of champagne.
Yes, I mean, if you want to get on our good side, I mean, that's a good way to do it. Have somebody come knock on the door unexpectedly and offer you a free bottle of champagne. I mean, I don't know of any better ways to ingratiate yourself to somebody other than doing something like that. I mean, that was very cool, unexpected. But the places, I mean, it's amazing how much space there is in a place. In a New York City hotel, like, you just, when you go in, you wonder, like, how they're able to pack all of this in. When you go into a room like this, it's huge.
Well, I mean, this is like an apartment. This really is like a one-bedroom apartment or a studio apartment.
Not like my apartment. Not like the apartment that I used to have.
Yeah, well, when Darren and I were dating, we lived on Central Park West. Or I lived on 72nd and Central Park West. Darren lived on 72nd and Columbus.
I lived above a dry cleaner.
Yes, his room, his apartment.
Seriously, I literally lived above a dry cleaner.
And his window literally faced a brick wall.
The health effects and consequences from that decision are still remain to be seen. Only years from now will I know what the impact was of living there.
But I think the rent was like $60 a month.
But you couldn't beat the rent.
Oh, my God. That rent was like the best rent ever. You should have and painted a mural on that brick wall and pretended it was like Bermuda or something.
So I'm taking a look at some of these pictures. So, again, I don't know who Pearl Bailey is, other than I swear it looks like Queen Latifah.
But that's because Queen Latifah had, like, played roles where I think she probably played Pearl Bailey at one point. Pearl Bailey was a famous, like, 1940s, you know, actress.
Okay, so I'm not going to really be too hard on myself for not knowing that. But okay. And then I see, what, Patti LuPone over there?
Patti LuPone, Liza Minnelli, Phyllis Diller.
And who's that one over there?
That's Betty Davis.
No, that's not Betty. That's Angela Lansbury, thank you very
is
much.
Is it really?
Yes.
Okay.
And the other one over there is, what's her name, Channing? What's her name?
Carol Channing.
Carol Channing.
Yeah, Carol Channing.
And then inside, I don't know who's in the other room, but...
Bernadette Peters.
Bernadette Peters, a very cool picture of her. And the guy, the bellboy who brought us up.
Yeah.
He was fantastic.
He was very, very nice. So just so you know, Pearl Bailey was born in 1918.
Oh, really?
Not 1980.
Oh.
1918.
She looks great.
She died in 1990. She was an American actress and singer. She appeared in vaudeville. She made her Broadway debut in St. Louis, Louis Woman in 1946. She won a Tony Award for the title role in the all-black production of Hello, Dolly. In 1986, she won a Daytime Emmy Award for her performance as a fairy godmother in the ABC After School special Cindy Eller, A Modern Fairy Tale.
Hmm. All right. Now I know who Pearl Bailey is. I am a better person because of it.
Yeah, she toured the country with the USO. She sang. She performed with Cab Calloway and Duke Ellington. She's super famous back then.
Now, what do you think of this? What do you think of this couch? What do you think of this couch that we're on?
This reminds me. I have to tell you, when I was growing up in Brooklyn, my parents had a couch like this. Not this blue color, but it was like a beige. It was like a cream color. This is a very 1960s retro couch.
It is a very retro couch.
It's a super retro couch. Like I'm getting a very 1960s Mad Men vibe. I feel like it's like Mad Men, and I can't wait because Mad Men's coming back.
And how about these chairs?
My mom had chairs like this too. I'm serious. And of course, what do you think my mom did? She took some of them with her, but she left some of them in the house in Canarsie. What was she thinking?
See, this is where like. I would totally not succeed in this type of business or be able to figure this out because if I look at these individual pieces, like those chairs, never in a million years would I ever have chairs like that, or never in a million years would I think about a couch like this or a chair like that.
Well, the mixture of all
the
different
colors. But then when they put it all together,
it's
right,
pretty amazing.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's they're very bold in the way they mix and match all of the, there's like, florals and the blues, and yet there's this like black beautiful chaise lounge over here, and there's like a, this is like a peacock feathery tree thing that's going in the middle of the table with, you know, the mirrors. It's awesome. It's really cool.
And then inside in the other room is the bedroom.
Yes, king size bed with a canopy.
But we're broadcasting in the other room right now.
We are not broadcasting from the bedroom.
No, we are not broadcasting.
I
looked at Beth and I referred to the room with the bed and the curtains over that as the finale.
Yeah.
I like to say I crack myself up.
Yeah. Very funny. We'll swing from the canopy over there. You know, it's very dramatic. Everything is, and then there's even like there's a little vanity over there. They're not even little, a big vanity with all the lights that you would see when you're getting ready for.
I'm
gonna
pour myself another glass of wine.
Okay, you do that because you don't have to drive tonight. Although we need to stay awake for our show tonight with Tony Danza.
We do. That's right. What's the show we're seeing?
Honeymoon in Vegas, and it's gotten some really good reviews.
I'm a little disappointed in myself because I actually brought a bottle of wine with us tonight, and instead of bringing a bottle of red, which is what I should have done, I decided to go in the refrigerator and take a bottle of white, which is okay. It's a bottle of...
Mount Hermon.
It's a white wine.
It's like a kosher wine?
No, it's
like
an Israeli
wine,
but totally it was highly recommended. It's actually okay.
Good.
But it's not my favorite, but it'll do for now.
I mean, this is my breaking the isogenic diet today, I guess.
But you showed incredible restraint yesterday, last night when we went to dinner.
Yes.
What was the name of the restaurant?
Lindsay's?
In Ardsley, right?
In Ardsley. Or Lindsay's.
Yeah. I think it was called.
Or Lindsay's. I think it might be Lindsay's.
You know, we probably got to do a better job of figuring out the names of places.
Well, that was a hard one to
figure out.
Before
we start promoting them. Like,
well, I think it's called Lindsay's in Ardsley. It's a very small Italian restaurant, but it's definitely not traditional Italian food.
No,
it was
really,
really
good.
Interesting combination.
And they were really nice.
The service was good.
It's
a family owned business. It's a husband and wife, and they're super young.
I'm
and
trying
they're
to figure out what was the pasta. Some kind of nudie something. I don't know. It was very good.
Not gnocchi.
I'm not sure what it was. And I had an octopus dish, which was really good. And we went with our friends, Alan and Eileen. They were I think they liked it a lot.
Yeah, no, and they're.
And I listen.
I was worried because they're not very adventurous.
Well, no, because
Alan's more adventurous.
Eileen is very, you know, selective in terms of what she eats. She doesn't pick from a wide stuff, but I think she actually really.
No, she had. Yes, she had the chicken
chaparral. I think she really enjoyed it. So that's a big endorsement.
No, it was great. And then of course, you know, I've been very good on my diet, and.
So we didn't. I've been trying to be very sympathetic.
About not ordering the dessert menu.
About not ordering desserts or doing anything that's
going to throw
back. And
that dessert menu was off the hook.
That's
going to
throw back off course.
Yeah, whenever there's marshmallow in a dessert menu, watch out. And there were like two different items that had marshmallow on the menu.
So we didn't order dessert. But then, unexpectedly, similar to what the bellboy did before, coming by with a free bottle of champagne. The waiter, the server, brought over a free dessert last night on the house. Donuts that...
Yeah, Darren was pretending they were.
I wasn't gonna have any. Like our friend, I was gonna leave it to have. Let Alan and Eileen have the donuts. And I wasn't gonna have any. I said I'm not gonna have any, and you forced me. That you told me you had to have it. You told me you had to have it because it would be insulting to them if I didn't.
Yes, I mean they brought it over.
So I was having the donuts that they brought over.
And how good were they?
I tried to convince you that it was nothing more than
a donut.
Than a munchkin from Dunkin' Donuts.
But
I got to tell you, they were the most kick-ass donuts I think I've ever had. All right.
So I said to Darren that after the bar mitzvah, like April 19th, we're going to go there just for dessert. Because I'm telling you, there was like a cookie plate that looked amazing. Every single dessert looked phenomenal.
I don't want to rub it in. But
I know.
There was a leftover donut, and I was tempted to go ahead and take it, but I didn't, just out of respect for you.
Out of respect for me. Well, I'm plugging that away, although, like I said, this wine may throw me off kilter again,
okay.
But it's all right. I'm trying. I'm working hard at this.
Yes, you are working very hard. Beth lost a little bit more weight. She's doing a great job. So you're entitled to have a night off and have a good time. Be with your husband, chill out, relax. It's all good.
Yeah, no, it's all good. It's all good. So that was our evening last night. And tonight I think we're going to probably eat at the restaurant at the hotel just because it's...
Because that's the only thing I know of around here.
Well, no, that's not it. Oh. There's some great restaurants around here. It's just the weather is horrible. It's kind of snowy, sleety, not really fun.
I'll tell you, the roads in Manhattan are really terrible. I'm just gonna blame it on De Blasio because he's a putz. I'm sorry.
Nice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I offend anybody out there? If there's anybody out there that's offended by the fact that I called De Blasio a putz and doesn't want to talk to me anymore, and now doesn't want to invite me to any parties or any kind, let me know. But I stand by what I said. De Blasio is a putz.
Well, here's the thing. He's not there running the transportation department or saying, hey, guys.
He's not doing
there's
jack.
Something in this, you know, the weather reports are claiming there's going to be bad weather this evening. Why don't you salt in advance so that the streets are not all slushy and disgusting? Because we actually skidded in New York City. Who the heck skids in New York City?
I did. I almost took out a couple of pedestrians.
Exactly.
I did.
I said that would not have been pretty.
No.
There was like 20 pedestrians about to cross the road.
It could have made us late for our show tonight
if I
got those pedestrians.
That would have not been good.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would.
Well, and speaking of that, have you read about like the latest with the Bruce Jenner that he is sort of getting blamed for that woman that they're saying it might be like he was going too fast, and I've been reading like these tabloids.
Really? Like what? Yeah. Like, was he texting?
I don't know if he was texting, but they said he was going too fast, and he just like kind of pushed her into oncoming
traffic.
Like
they say, speed kills.
Well, yeah, it does. Well,
but yeah, Bruce Jenner was an Olympian. He only knew how to go fast.
Okay, very funny. Well, I mean, allegedly the person in front of her stopped short, and then she hit the person in front of her, and then it was a chain reaction. But unfortunately, he was going fast and didn't.
Well, how fast did they say he was going?
However fast he was going, he also was pulling something behind him. So he had the force of his car and the whatever it was behind him that propelled her into oncoming traffic, and that was the end.
That's terrible.
I know. It's awful. So there may be charges put against him.
Really? Is that going to sidetrack his gender transformation?
I have no idea. I mean, of course, like the
gender transformation's on hold until all court appearances.
The tabloids are kind of saying that, well, he could have been on these hormones and who knows. You know, it's like all this speculation nonsense. But the bottom line is it's tragic. And
That is tragic.
You know, of all things to have happened now. And,
oh. So they, and now are they trying, the Kardashians are in the news trying to do some stuff to take away the attention? Like, I saw some stuff.
I don't know. I mean,
why am I even mentioning, why am I even giving them?
Don't even mention their name. Between them and the other one, the two of them, Kim and Kanye, they should just go and move to, well, Kanye, I think, said he was going to move to, like, Russia, or he was getting out of the United States, which I think would be a really good idea, because I'm so tired of The Emperor Has No Clothes. I told you, I watched him on Saturday Night Live, and I was just annoyed to see a buffoon singing, lying down. And then I read in the papers how he was a total diva and a jerk to everyone. Like, he thinks he's more famous.
He's a diva, but he's not in this room right now.
He is not.
There's no picture. Yeah, we're in a diva suite.
No picture of Kanye West. Kardashian. Only classic ladies who earned the right to be on this wall.
But it would be interesting to see, like, back then, like, if, you know, when people were talking about any of these divas back in the day, like, if they spoke ill of them, the way we're speaking.
Patti LuPone, she's a phenomenal actress. I mean, Liza Minnelli had her ups and downs, and she, you know, her mother obviously went through a rough time there. Judy Garland, I mean.
But Wizard of Oz.
Can't take that away from her. Absolutely. I mean, these are some people that put their dues. They paid their dues. Kanye West?
No.
No.
And the other thing that was, I caught a little bit more of, but it's been going on for the past couple of days, was the stuff with Giuliani and Obama.
Oh, he's claiming that Obama's not a patriot or something?
Well, no, Giuliani says that he believes that Obama does not truly love America. That's a really, it's a very strong statement coming from somebody about the most prominent political figure in the country. And I have to say, from everything that I read and feel about him, I tend to agree. I think
he's for the put upon man. He's for the poor. He's for the people that struggle, and he wants to help them out. So if that's not being for America, then
I think what the problem with that Giuliani points out, and I agree, is that Obama constantly points out the flaws of our country, right? And does all these things to try to improve relations with other countries to the detriment of our own country.
I mean, what, improving relations with other countries? I mean, at this point, we have a situation where it's like watching one of those terrible Batman movies where ISIS is killing everyone. Like, I mean, you read this every single day where a horrible organization of whatever, I don't even know what group they come from, they're busy beheading people. I mean, it's horrible what they're doing.
ISIS stays out of the city tonight.
Yeah, well, so just ICE in the city, not ISIS. no ISIS at the moment, but it's still scary.
It is scary.
I mean, I would hope what I get worried about is exactly what happened when Clinton was in office, where he got out of office and all of a sudden 9/11 happened, you know, and it's like, you get lulled into, oh, everything's happening out there. Everything's happening over there. We don't have to worry. We're okay. It's happening over there. But it's not. It's going to happen again here. I mean, it happened a little bit in Paris. It's like, I don't like that.
Once again, how did we get from, like, divas in our hotel room to ISIS?
I know. Well, you were talking about Obama.
I don't know.
We keep going dark. It's just like, it's very frustrating. It's been a dark February.
Yeah, it has been.
Yeah, now we're dealing with our car, speaking of dark.
You wanted to bring up something that makes me apoplectic.
See, here's the thing. We've been fortunate enough over the last couple of months to have been able to test drive some really amazing cars, one of which from Lexus.
That, by the way, might be the solution to a problem that we didn't even talk about in the car ride when we were thinking about what different things we can do, which one of is just keep getting some cars.
Yeah, I'll just keep, yeah, for a whole year. But anyway, I could try. Anyway, so we test drove the Lexus up last month sometime, and it was amazing. And then
nice.
That was amazing. And then we test drove the Toyota Camry, which was
also very nice.
Very nice, smooth ride, really good. And unfortunately, after we, you know, you turn back into a pumpkin, you get your own car back. And we have a Volkswagen Tiguan. And truth be told, I have been a Volkswagen fan since I am 16 years old. Ever since my parents had a Jetta, I've always loved the Volkswagen. Unfortunately, we are dealing with
a lemon
and a car dealer full of like
shit.
Well, hello.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that? That must be it.
You're having too much wine.
I think it's the alcohol.
I apologize for that.
Sorry.
We do not use profanity.
We do not.
On keeping
that
it
was
real.
Terrible.
That was wrong. That was just wrong.
That was terrible.
But.
Darren.
So if I had Arnold Diaz here, I wish I could talk to Arnold Diaz and do a whole shame on you undercover expose of Teddy Volkswagen in the Bronx. Because this is how they operate.
I may actually
just do it.
Dedicate a podcast to Teddy Volkswagen every single day, better until the lease runs off.
Maybe. I don't know what will happen, but, you know, maybe 30 people will hear it.
Yeah, and maybe out of those 30 people, they'll share it with one person.
Right, and that's
and all
you need.
Those 30 people will share with...
Well, but in my scenario, we talk to Arnold Diaz, and he goes in with a hidden camera, and the scam is this.
You just made him sound very, like, sophisticated. Arnold Diaz.
Well, whatever.
It's Arnold Diaz from CBS.
Okay,
right?
Whatever. He's the shame on you guy. So I don't think he's from CBS anymore. He's done.
Okay.
Maybe Fox. Because
he might be on
I don't
12.
Know. He's whatever. He's the guy. Or it's Help Me Howard. Either one. Either one of them. But this is the scenario. We go in with a hidden camera. We take someone who has purchased or leased a vehicle from this particular dealer, and they've had problems in the past, and they totally, like, you know, screw them over the first time, and they tell them that they have all these problems, but they fix it, and they go on their merry way. But then, unfortunately, they get to a point where they're out of the warranty phase, and they wind up experiencing the exact same problems they had the year before, but this time, they get an estimate that's ridiculous. And rather than them, the company say, you know what, we know you've had a lot of problems with this car, we know you released this vehicle to you, in good faith, we're going to fix it because we know that it's probably the vehicle and not you. No, this is an organization that is blame the customer first, never take responsibility. So they pretty much blamed us for the fact that we had an oil leak and we didn't realize that we were leaking oil until our engine light went on.
We didn't realize we were leaking oil.
Right. You know, because, and the minute we started leaking oil, the minute our engine light went on, 4 days later, I said, we need to take this to the dealer.
Phone call, right away.
Right. 4 days later, we took it to the dealer. So it wasn't like I was driving around with an engine light problem for 2 months. It was 4 days. So they luckily, it didn't ruin the engine, but they came back with an estimate that was over $2,000 worth of, you need to, we put more oil in, but you still have an oil leak, and you have two tires that if you hit a pothole, you'll probably get a blowout. And I have to drive that car every week into the city to take our daughter to FIT. And frankly, I don't want to do that. So they went ahead and said to us, well, you know, you may have, even though you have some time left on your lease, we could get you in a new vehicle right now. And why don't you talk to this person? So they stuck me with this woman who took about a half an hour to figure out what the hell was wrong, you know, what our plan was to begin with. Comes back to me with a bait and switch option of sticking me into a new Volkswagen Tiguan that did not have the fancy sunroof that I liked in the first place.
You love my sunroof. You do love the fancy sunroof.
Yeah, the sunroof in the Tiguan that I own.
Beth always loved that.
Yeah, the sunroof in the Tiguan, not that I own, that I lease, goes from one end of the vehicle to the back end of the vehicle. And anytime somebody sits in that car and looks up and says, this is the coolest thing ever. So if you go and somebody says to you, oh, I'm going to get you another vehicle that is a little more souped up, now you're not getting your sunroof, I'm not playing that game. Or if they tell you you're not getting the nav system, I will not take another car.
No.
I do not drive cars without nav
system.
I don't believe in this Waze thing. I'm not going to use my phone. Give me a nav system.
Give Beth the nav, for God's sake.
Yeah, I'm not. The nav system should just come standard in cars from now on. That's my
It shouldn't feeling. Be even be an option.
No. So she goes ahead and was like trying to feed me a bunch of bull about how she was, you know, for like $10 more a month or $15 more a month, I was going to get a better car, but no sunroof, and they could get us in the car tonight.
Bait switch.
But we'd have to lock into a 4-year lease with these shysters.
I will keep our existing car in our driveway for the remainder of the lease before I will give those people another dime.
I know. It's very sad.
I'm telling you right now.
It's very sad because I like Volkswagen. They
and
give Volkswagen a bad name.
I am going to go out of my way
to badmouth them.
To cause them pain.
Yeah, well, they weren't making many sales, let me tell you. You know, we should look up and see how many people have complained about Teddy Volkswagen, because you get the sense that they are, they're shady.
And by the way, did they try to hard sell you, like, when I was leaving yesterday? That's the other thing. I had a feeling, I had to go and tend to a conference call that I was going to be on, so when I was there, I left Beth alone with the salesman.
He was worried that I was going to walk out with a car.
I was, but I had a feeling that she was going to really make a hard sell. Did she?
She was trying.
Did she say anything when I wasn't there?
No. I mean, she knew. I said I wasn't about to go get a car. You know, I have to tell you. This is unbelievable. These are complaints. This is Consumer Affairs complaints about Teddy Volkswagen.
Really?
One star. Okay, wait. Okay, ready for this? Some of these things? Brake pad change for $129 per email. Went for appointment, was informed by mechanic, rotor needs to be changed, fee of $850, but will do a favor for $700. This is ludicrous. These guys are hustling and taking advantage of unknowledgeable, hardworking customers. I left and Googled average price for this type of service, and not to my surprise, it's a fraction of this hyped up price. One, I went to Teddy Nissan in March 2014. I was recommended by a friend to a specific salesperson who was indeed a nice person, but a person who was doing their job and cared more for their commission than the actual customer. I financed a vehicle from another Nissan dealer the year before, which was a Sentra, blah, blah, blah. I mean, this is a person about sales. But all these people, one, purchasing a car, left a deposit, tried to talk to the manager, the girl that picked up the phone was giving
the
runaround.
The only thing I would say about those types of negative reviews is, like, do people ever actually take the time to go and write about really positive reviews?
It was one positive review.
It's like the only thing you really get on that stuff is the people that have had bad experiences. So I'm not sure if it's giving you a fair representation.
Wait. Teddy Nissan is the worst. They overcharge everyone. They make you feel they care about you until you sign the sales contract. But after that happens, there is a full amount of stories on any claim you made. The worst is Jonathan, loan officer, introduced you to a Credit Karma. They acknowledge submitting multiple inquiries for you to all lenders nationwide, whatever. The car I bought has a minor damage in the rear passenger side door. The car was offered a certified vehicle with no structural damage. Windows rattle is crazy when the vehicle is moving. Their maintenance manager said the window was not intended or designed to be partially lowered. It must be fully opened or fully closed. I will suggest a deep investigation on this shady business. I hope their dealer license be removed for unfair practices and dishonest employees management.
Wow. That's
do not do any business with Teddy Volkswagen, Teddy Nissan. They will rob you of your money. Please do not go there. You do not have to go through what I am going through. How do they sell a brand new car without the floor mats, missing manual book, and overpriced car, Gabriel? Makes you feel like you got a deal. In all reality, they just rob you. Now I am out of $6,500. Thanks to Teddy Volkswagen.
Wow.
Yes. Okay? So I'm telling you, I am going to get to my friend at WPIX, and I'm going to get Help Me Howard on the case and bring down this Teddy Volkswagen operation.
Let's do it.
We are going to bring these.
I
want to
switch topics. I want to talk about something we were talking about in the car ride.
Okay, what were we talking about?
Something totally unrelated to Teddy Volkswagen and car dealerships. Let's talk about retirement communities.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Oh my God. Darren is so drinking. Darren's going to be buzzed right now.
I
want to
talk about retirement communities.
Oh, my God.
I heard about this very interesting retirement community in Florida. And I don't know, because I was just Googling stuff and came across something called Villages. The Villages. Did you know there's a huge retirement community in Florida called The Villages in, I guess it's Orlando? And it's the biggest 65 and older retirement community in the country.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
Well, after reading about it, yes, I do know that now.
But what's amazing about it is it's some serious stuff going on down there.
Well, it's like, do you remember the movie The Internship?
Yeah, but what's happening, baby?
Right, and like he's selling like the scooters.
Know, but it was interesting. Did you know that the ratio of women to men in that community, you know what it is?
Ten,
I think you do.
It's 10 to 1.
10 to 1. So I know, you know this because you were reading a couple of things about.
Yeah, it was pretty troubling.
Tell us like what you were reading about it.
Well, first of all, I was reading that the ratio is 10 to 1.
Well, that's not necessarily troubling.
That Viagra is like on the black market down there, that there are like these, you know, these retirees who are, they're having lots of fun down there.
I just didn't know this was going on down there in Florida.
It's not happening in Boynton, let me tell you. You go to Boynton.
What
do you think?
What's going on? What's going on in Palm Isle?
I'll tell you what's going on in Palm Isle. My father
there's
is
a show going on.
There's a show. My father's got a show coming up in March, so there's a lot of rehearsals going on, and they go into early bird specials, and they go into
early bird specials.
They go into movies for like $3 a movie. My mom, I think, has seen all the Oscar nominated films. She's seen more movies than we have.
All for $20.
$20.
No, total. Like,
yeah, with
popcorn
and everything. And yeah, there is no scandal. There's just Yenta going on in Boca and Boynton. But when you go to Orlando,
yeah,
it's like the Lion's Den.
Well,
I don't
know
what's going on.
I'm not sure about that. I think there's actually a couple of places in Boynton that might fit that description of the villages.
What?
Well, like, how about the Polo Club?
No.
No? You just think that's like a ritzy?
No, it's a ritzy elitist group of snobs.
And you don't think any of that stuff is going on there. It just happened. All that stuff is just happening in Orlando.
Yeah. I mean, really? No, listen to me. You want to know why?
Why?
Listen, it's like, listen, Linda.
Linda.
So you're talking about Boynton and Boca are Jewish communities. And I'm not being racist because I am a Jew. But it just is, that is not what's going on over there. I mean, you're...
So Orlando's not Jewish?
I would look at the population in that Orlando place and see how many people are Jewish versus how many are not.
So you think, let me understand. So you think that the sexually active community amongst the 65 and older is the non-Jewish population?
If you think about it,
that's great to hear.
Right. Well, let's really dig down deep. Okay. Okay. You go to a party with a bunch of Jews, and what are the Jews looking forward to at the end of the party? The Viennese table. You go to a party with a bunch of Irishmen, and there's not much food there. There's lots of beer and libations, and it's a lot of fun.
But we're not talking about the food or drinks. We're talking about the other aspects.
I think it's a cultural thing.
I think we've uncovered something that's going on in these retirement communities that's a little bit bigger than we actually thought about.
I can tell you that my uncle, when my aunt passed away,
he
was a hot prospect.
Hot to try.
He was snatched up within 39 seconds. He was totally snatched up. And the thing about my uncle, this was the funniest. He was going on cruises. Like, remember there was like a movie with like Jack Lemmon where they were going on cruise ships and they were like dance partners for people? He actually had a friend who took him on a cruise ship, and they did that. They were dance partners for people that they didn't know, and that actually happened. But my aunt, it may she rest in peace. I mean, she passed away. She was only in her 50s. They had just retired. It wasn't like it was a long time. So he has been on his own for a long time, and she and right away, like he had one after the other calling to, because my uncle is a fit man. He's, you know,
he breathes.
No. My uncle is like, he's fit. He's into working out. He's like, you know, he was catch.
But I mean, let's be honest. It's true. He is. He is a catch.
Right. He's a catch.
But the bar for that stuff is pretty low. Like for.
Right, but the big thing is that someone like him.
If you drive, you're mobile.
Right.
I mean,
but at the time he was on the younger side. Like, let's say he was 60. You know, like he was on the super young side of being retired. versus the, you know.
But you got to read about the stuff that's going on in
it's
the
It's kind of like,
in the
it's
villages.
Crazy.
Some hot and heavy stuff.
Yeah,
a lot.
It's troubling.
I mean, 10-to-1 ratio, it sounds like there's some swinging going on.
Down in Disney World. It's a different kind of Disney World.
Disney World key parties.
Yeah, right. They may be running the rides during the day, but what kind of rides are they going on at night?
Oh, no. You did not just say that.
I don't know. But that is, it's troubling. It's truly troubling. And
I don't know. I don't know if it's troubling. I mean, I think I find it more intriguing.
Well, I hate to break it to you. We are not moving to Orlando.
Well, I mean, okay. All right, fine. We won't move to Orlando.
Right.
I agree. Orlando's probably not going to be our ultimate destination.
No, that is not. I already told you, I like Del Rey. If I were to ever move to Florida, Del Rey Beach.
And none of that happens in Del Rey.
I don't know if it happens. I mean, whatever. I'm sure it happens. It happens in New York City. It happens 3 steps away from where we are right now. But we're...
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, it's crazy stuff. It's stuff that you don't really think about, and then you read about it on.
But here's the thing: if you think about it, all those crazy people were the ones that came of age in the 70s and were doing all those crazy things at Studio 54, and now they're all perverted senior citizens.
No,
what do you mean, no? The ones going to Studio 54, how old were they now? If they were 30 years old in the 1970s, how old are they now? Add it up. They're 70-something years old. They're close to 80.
Yeah, maybe.
They are senior citizens. The people who were doing all that crazy stuff in the 70s, the John Travolta type, are like pushing like 65, 70.
Yeah, maybe
it's true.
Maybe you're right. I'm not going to fault them for it, though.
All right, don't fall for it.
I'm not going to fall for it.
I mean, I want to grow old gracefully. I want a nice place.
Who says they're not old, growing old gracefully? Maybe that's their definition of growing old gracefully.
TV, so, I mean, that's
well, that
bit,
part's a little bit upsetting.
Little
like, yeah, I mean, the thing about this thing with the villages there is that was so disturbing when you read about it is the extent and how pervasive sexually transmitted diseases are in there. And that's just like, I don't know, kind of repulsive when you think about it. Like, how... what they were describing, like how.
But then you start thinking, like, are they having it with like an 8-year-old woman, or are they bringing in a prostitute?
I don't think they're talking about prostitutes. I think they're talking about that just people are just being free spirited and saying to heck with, you know.
How many good years do I have left?
Right.
I could die in like 5 minutes.
I'm sure. You know what? We're joking about it, but that's probably what they.
Like,
probably,
what is the difference?
That's
if
probably,
I get an STD now, who really cares?
We're joking about it, but I'm sure that's the mentality. Like, they're probably like, what the heck? Why am I worried? Like, you know, if I die 5 years earlier or 3 years earlier
at
than
least
I was supposed
to. I would enjoy myself.
Yeah, exactly. I went out with a bang, so to speak.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my Lord.
This is crazy. I'm sorry to the people of the Carlton Hotel that we were like,
yeah.
That our podcast kind of went off the rails today.
No.
Listen,
if the Carlton Hotel wanted us to do a podcast, which we are, we're going to keep it real the way we always do.
Yes.
And these are things, we talk about things that just come up that we're reading about. I mean, we just talk about current topics. I mean, I used one four-letter word. Excuse
yes.
me. I'm sorry.
Yes, that was a bit off.
I apologize.
Yeah.
Okay. But listen, back when we were used to watch NYPD Blue at 10 o'clock at night, there was a whole time when they were using four-letter words at 10 o'clock. And then if you notice, they stopped doing that after a while.
This is true. They don't anymore.
They don't do that anymore.
Yeah. So
we're going to be going out to dinner pretty soon, right?
Yeah, we're going to go out to dinner soon.
And then we're
going to
go see our show. And then we're going to come back here. And then we got to get up really early in the morning because I do have a program that I'm running tomorrow over at the Boys and Girls Club. For baseball.
And I'm playing tennis again.
You are playing tennis. Beth is playing tennis every Sunday morning now. Playing singles, though, right?
I know. It's tough. We have an hour and a half on the schedule tomorrow. It is tough because I can't my staff.
An hour and a half?
Well, we had to book an hour and a half. The guy wouldn't let
us. There's nothing
book
that
an
you
hour.
Do for an hour and a half.
There is nothing that I do for an hour and a half.
No.
So it's going to be a little bit rough going, but I'm going to try. I told her already. I warned her. I said, you know, I said my stamina level might not be as high as I want it to be. I kind of wanted to do with four people, but I realized that afterwards that you had your baseball thing, so we couldn't do it with you and her husband. So it's just the two of us.
I'm sorry.
All right.
I am trying to make a living, as difficult as that may be.
I know. And, I'm excited. We're going to have a nice night tonight. Looking forward to it.
Me too. I'm looking forward to it as well.
All right. Glad to hear it. Well, and I want to thank the Carlton Hotel for this beautiful, beautiful suite that we're in right now.
Absolutely. It's fantastic. Thank you very much. The accommodations are outstanding and far exceed anything that I would have expected. I'm always very cynical about these things. And I
have to say, before we were getting out of the car, he got annoyed at something our daughter texted to us. And I was like, can you please just deal with it when we get inside? Like, can
and
you
we did.
just take a breather?
I did. And now I'm chilling out and relaxing. On that note,
thanks for stopping by.
Stay classy.